4.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Apologies for the late start. It is now 12:01. You are listening to Everything Irish. I'm your host, David Bukowski, and let's get right into it.
I feel empowered.
All right, the ad blocker is not working, so that's cool. Give me 1 second. Thank you. You just heard Nightingale with the medley, Eugene O'Donnell, Bay Mays, Tuttles, Lady Ann Montgomery's. And before that, you heard a song by a new group. Well, not a new group to me. I just discovered that the Baltimore Consort, this early music ensemble I like, also had an Irish album. So that was the Mad Buck Goat. We're going to mellow it down just briefly. This is the Wolftones with The Water Is Wide.
The water is deep, I can swim on, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry to.
I was listening to Pete Seeger the other night. I was like, dang, I wish I could play Pete Seeger on my show. And then I found his recording of The Water Is Wide. I was like, oh, that sounds vaguely Celtic. And it's actually Scottish, so I think that counts. Yeah, next up we're going to crank it back up. This is John Riley.
John Riley came from Galway, turning the heels of the Irish hunger. And he sailed away to America when the country was much younger. The place was strange and work was scarce, and all he knew was farming. So he followed his other Irish friends to a job in the U.S. Army. The adventure calls, some men run, this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. They marched down the Texas way to the banks of the Rio Grande. They built a fort on the banks above the Tonto Santa Ana. They were treated bad, paid worse, and then the fighting started. The more they fought, the less they thought of the damned old U.S. Army. The adventure calls, some men run, this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. When the church bells rang on Sunday morn, it set his soul a shiver. He saw the senoritas washing their hair on the far side of the river. John Riley and 200 more Irish mercenaries cast their lot, right or not, south of the Rio Grande. The adventure calls, some men run, this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. Under the flag of the San Patricio, till the Yankee soldiers beat them down at the Battle of Churubusco. Then 15 men were hot like mules, and their cheeks were hot iron branded. Made to dig the graves of 50 more, to a hanging fate were handed. The adventure calls, some men run, this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. John Riley stands and drinks alone at the bar in Veracruz. He wonders if it matters much if you win or if you lose. I am a man who can't go home, I'm a vagabond, says he. I'm a victim of some wanderlust and divided loyalty. The adventure calls, some men run, this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. The adventure calls, some men run, this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory.
That was John Riley by the Paul McKenna Band. John Riley was an Irish immigrant who fought for the three main powers of North America at different times. He fought for Great Britain, who owned Canada, and then the U.S., and then he deserted the U.S. Army because of their poor treatment of Irish people, and helped form the San Patricio Battalion for Mexico during the Mexican-American War. Very exciting. Look that up sometime. Next up, we've got a more mellow piece. Thank you. You just heard Solas with a medley. Patty Taylor's McFadden's Handsome Daughter, The Narrowback, Frank's Reel, and Esther's Reel. That's a lot of reels. And before that, you heard Pete Huttlinger with She Big, She More, a classic Turlo O'Carillon tune. We got one more traditional song before we transition into our more punk rock side of the show.
On the night that I was buried and in my married bed, there came a bold sea captain who stood at my bed head.
Was The Lowlands of Holland by Runa. That's another band from Eastern Pennsylvania, both them and Solas, so good for Pennsylvania. Next up, we're going to transition into some more rock stuff. We got Rollins Cross and then Black 47. Should be good. Thank you.
a stab in the back of Arn and gave me the food. They said, John, let the door hit your arse on the way out. It's not with the rent. She said I'd have to be telling her dad. So we drove the Morris Minor to Cork. The alphalus said you got two choices, castration or a one-way ticket to New York. Oh, Bridie, what can I do, girl?
That one is a banger. That is Black 47 with, I think, their most popular song. That's the Funky Cayley. It's probably the only Irish punk song I know that uses the word castration, so that's exciting. But also the only Irish rock band I know that uses a saxophone, so good for them again. And before that, you heard Rollins Cross with The Farmer's Daughter and High Reel. I gotta thank my dad for showing me that. He had a CD of them for some reason. They're good. Next up, we have got the Dropkick Murphys. This is a play on the traditional song Lanigan's Ball. And you might notice some voices. It's the two main singers of the Dropkick Murphys, as well as Ronnie Drew from the Dubliners and Spider Stacy from the Pogues.
Six long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Quincy. beers were hearty, dancing around in couples and groups. An accident happened to young Dennis Fleming, put his right leg through his funeral shoes.
This girl, she fainted a crack bloody murder, called for her sons and gathered them all. Christopher swore he'd go no further till he had revenge at Flanagan's Ball.
6 long months I spent in Quincy, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Quincy, learning to dance for Flanagan's Ball. I stepped out and I stepped in again. I stepped out and I stepped in again. I stepped out and I stepped in again, learning to dance for Flanagan's Ball.
In the midst of a melee, Miss Collins faded, her cheeks by now were as red as a rose. Some of the boys decreed she was blasted, had a small job, too much I suppose.
Young Scotty Jenkins, so big and able, far as Van Collins stretched by the wall, tore the left leg from under the table and smashed all the dishes and Flanagan's Ball.
But I soon replied to that fine introduction and gave him a terrible kick in the spleen.
That was the Piper nearly got strangled. They squeezed on his bellows, shatters and all.
The cage in the middle nearly got trampled, and that put an end to Flanagan's Ball.
6 long months I spent in Quincy, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Quincy, learning to dance for Flanagan's Ball. I stepped out and I stepped in again. I stepped out and I stepped in again.
That was Flanagan's Ball by the Dropkick Murphys, featuring Ronnie Drew of the Dubliners and Spider Stacy of the Pogues. Speaking of the Dubliners and the Pogues, here's the Dubliners and the Pogues.
All of the grasses grow and the waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough of the rare old stuff that's made near Galway Bay. Come gougers all from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too. And we'll give them the slip and we'll take a sip of the rail of Mountain Dew. Skiddery idle little dum, skiddery idle little dum, skiddery yum and idle little dum day. Skiddery idle little dum, skiddery idle little dum, skiddery yum and idle little dum day. There's a night little still at the foot of the hill where the smoke curdles up in the sky. Be a whiff of the smell, you can plainly tell that there's pudgy boys close by. Where it fills the air with a perfume rare to be fixed both me and you. As home we roll, we'll drink a bowl or a bucket full of Mountain Dew. Skiddery idle little dum, skiddery idle little dum, skiddery yum and idle little dum day. Skiddery idle little dum, skiddery idle little dum, skiddery yum and idle little dum day.
First learn it, when this year's the plan, and written your prizes high. A sight for shame from Ireland Crane, a sight from Wade and Rye. Go away with your pills, it'll cure all this, from pagan Christian or Jew. Take off your coat and grace the throat with a bucket full of Mountain Dew.
Skiddery idle little dum, skiddery idle little dum, skiddery yum and idle little dum day. Skiddery idle little dum, skiddery idle little dum, skiddery yum and idle little dum day.
Grow and the waters flow in a free and easy way. Give me enough of the rare old stuff that's made near Galway Bay. Come gougers all from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too. And we'll give them a sip and we'll take a sip of the rare old Mountain Dew.
Skiddery idle little dum, skiddery idle little dum, skiddery up and idle little dum day. Skiddery idle little dum, skiddery idle little dum, skiddery up and idle little dum day. Skiddery idle little dum, skiddery idle little dum, skiddery up and idle little dum day.
That was Mountain Dew by the Pogues featuring the Dubliners. We've got the Tossers next. Funny name. This is Siobhan.
Siobhan, oh Siobhan,
That was Siobhan by the Tossers. Also, I just found out it is my favorite composer's birthday, so happy birthday to Johann Nepomuk Hummel, born on this day in 1778. Not very Irish, but, still very exciting. Sorry, I just had to fill the time for a 15-second unskippable ad and another one. Okay, yeah. So, last week was Veterans Day, and in honor of Veterans Day, I figured I would play a song about war. This is the band played Waltzing Matilda, performed by the Pogues. It's 8 minutes, so this will be the last one.
When I was a young man, I carried my pack, and I lived the free life of a rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, 'cause there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we sailed away from the quay. And amidst all the tears and the shouts and the cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. Oh, well, I remember that terrible day when the blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, he primed himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shells, and in 5 minutes flat he'd blown us all to hell, nearly blew us right back to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain, and we buried ours and the Turks buried theirs, and it started all over again. Now those who were living did their best to survive in that mad world of death, blood and fire. And for 7 long weeks I kept myself alive, all the corpses around me piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse over tit, and when I awoke in my hospital bed and saw what it had done, Christ, I wished I was dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. And no more I'll go waltzing Matilda to the green bushes so far and near, for to hang tents and pegs a man needs 2 legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me.
Ah.
So they collected the cripples, the wounded and maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind and insane, those proud wounded heroes of Sofla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway, but nobody cheered, they just stood and stared, and they turned their faces away. And now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reliving the dreams of past glory. I see the old men, all twisted and torn, the forgotten heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask me, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, their numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, go a waltzing Matilda with me.
War, what is it good for? That's the Pogues with the band played Waltzing Matilda. It's a song about, an Australian song about World War I. That's all for today. See you next week, same time. Hang around for the dignified Roman Daniels hour. All right, catch you later.